When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Castology.
This is Castology, and I'm one of your castologists, Zane C. Weber, here with my trusty co-castologists,
Liz Best
and
Nick Plico.
How is everyone?
I am here and alive.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a huge success.
Yes.
Because I'm also alive and present.
And sometimes that is the best that we can give, and that's okay.
Being alive.
That feels like a pre-apology. It's like, dear everyone.
Dear everyone.
The best you can hope for today is to
be
alive.
We are present. We are present, and you should be thanking us.
Well, I'm actually excited for this episode because I've been looking forward to it for a while.
So much looking forward to it that you've given us two podcasts.
Yeah, out of your way.
Sure did. Because, and I will talk about this when I get to my recommendations, I couldn't pick what style of thing I wanted to give.
Yes.
So our theme this week is best cover art.
Yes. So this week we are judging a book by its, or a podcast by its cover, literally.
Yeah. I stand by both of my podcasts as quality podcasts with great cover art.
This feels like a backhanded thing to say about.
Are you feeling a little uncomfortable about your choice?
No, I'm not. I think it's great.
I don't know whether both of you said this is a legitimately great podcast with good cover art, or like, I love this cover art, but I listened to it and I was like, you know, it's all right podcast, but the great cover
art. Let's get to that when we get to each person, shall we?
Let's do that.
You go first because you have two to get through.
Okay. All right. I have two to get through. I am recommending... no drum roll? No? That's all right. So first off...
We're here, okay? We're here.
I'm recommending Euphemet. So spelled Euphemet. Euphemet.
What is that?
Euphemet is a documentary series about the unknown and the relationship, our relationship to it. Basically, the episodes are recordings of people telling their own stories of unexplained things that have happened, or creepy things that have happened, or spooky things that have happened. And then there are bonus episodes that kind of go to their Patreons about... about the their experiences. So the Patreon episodes are like 2 hours long.
Jesus.
You don't need to listen to those. Those aren't what you're going to get here for. The spooky episodes are really what you're here for, and they're
honestly
like about half an hour.
There's nothing scarier to me than the unknown, and that's not even unknown scary things. That's just not knowing what's going to happen and not having control of my own life. So this sounds terrifying.
It's not... Listened to the episodes, they're not super scary. It's just kind of like...
I do like unexplained weird things, but I was just making a joke about how my anxiety manifests in fear of the unknown, so...
Also, I don't know what Euphemet means, so...
Cool.
Oh, I was hoping that you'd actually be like, Euphemet means...
Well, it's... I don't think it's an actual word. I think it might be a name of something, or like a... what was it called? An egg corn or something.
Okay.
Something like that. So that's... But the cover art, which I'm going to describe, but we will share these on social media this week, because we have to, is really just a very soft digital painting of a moth over a ring of light.
Yes. I'll also let you know that I'm really afraid of moths.
Well, what a great start. Just looking at this the whole time going.
Now, I did know that, but I didn't know that before I'd picked this.
This isn't a really spooky looking moth, however. No.
It's a very soft moth.
It is a soft butterfly-esque moth.
Yeah, it's pretty moth. It's a pretty moth.
Yeah. We'll not go into butterfly houses either. Those fluttery things, no way.
I picked my podcast this week by, if they didn't have the title on them, would I put a print of these up in my house?
And I think that's good rationale.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it carries through for both of yours as well. So having knowing your picks, like I would in certain contexts, I would have them in my house. So that's Euphemet. I recommend the narrative episodes rather than the interview episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of nice music underneath. Like it's actually probably a pretty good going to sleep podcast if you're not going to get scared by what they're talking about.
Yeah.
But it's not told in a spooky way. It's like it's a really weird thing happened to me. Like I was in this situation and
my favorite book happened. As a kid was like a unexplained phenomena book. So
what is ball lightning?
Yeah. Frogs falling from the sky, you know.
Yeah. Human tissue falling from
spontaneous
the sky.
Human combustion was always my favorite.
Gross. and so my second one is called The Experiment, and it's a joint production from The Atlantic, which brought us Floodlines, and also WNYC Studios. Now, basically, The Experiment talks about the experiment that is America, because America was a different kind of, I guess, government when it was set up that had never been seen before.
Mm.
And so it's basically going through and talking about the issues that are coming up in America and like how the experiment is going. And kind of giving...
Considering that no one wants to revise their hypothesis and they're just going to stick with it.
No, the only amendments that can be made are the ones that have already been made. No more. Now, the cover art to this is, as far as I'm aware, it is a homage to a Hieronymus Bosch painting, which is The Garden of Earthly Delights, which is
basically...
There's
a lot of stuff going on in this image.
Yeah, so it's kind of a landscape with a lot of, like, there's lions and a Statue of Liberty hand sticking out of a lake and, a giant bald eagle head also coming out of said lake.
It feels like it reminds me of, like, those old Animalia books where there's just a lot going on and you have to find all of the things with the same letter. Like, there's just,
Yeah, so it's an interesting thing to look at. And honestly, there's so much more detail in this cover art than there usually is in cover art, because you usually see them as thumbnails.
Yeah, exactly.
Great podcast, great cover art. That's it, The Experiment. This one could be angry making, but they usually take a very clinical approach to it. Mm. So it's not here to make you angry or like, look what we found out about the government. It's like, so this is the history of what we're talking about, and this is where it is today.
Mm.
Yeah. Zane C. Weber, doubling my homework since forever.
I believe we were all even, and now I've gone and done it once more.
Cool.
Let's hear from Liz, because she wants to complain.
Okay, I do like complaining. It's fun. I've picked mine because I think it's clever. Because I think at a glance, it's one of those ones where you see one thing and then you look at it again and then you see another thing. Like it's so the podcast that I've picked, and I literally only put this on my list because I saw the cover art and then I started listening to it. And for the first few episodes, I was like, what the fuck is happening? it's called Alice Isn't Dead. Now, this is from the Night Vale Presents People, and it's a truck driver searches across America for the wife that she had long assumed was dead, and in a course of her search, she will encounter not quite human serial murderers, towns literally lost in time, and a conspiracy that goes way beyond one missing woman. Now, this is not Carrier. I need to put it out there because we've already listened to a really fucking great podcast that has to do with someone being in a truck and weird shit happening.
Right.
But look, for the first three or four episodes, I was kind of like, I don't understand what's happening, but I like the soundscaping. It's another one that I probably could quite easily go to sleep to, but not because it's boring, just because it's got one woman almost stream of consciousness talking, narrating what's going on.
Yeah.
And with very soothing sometimes, or spooky if you think about it, music happening in the background. So it's quite an interesting way to script it. Now, why I love this cover art is because the top of the image is very clearly a black truck with like white windscreen, white headlights, white grille. And the way that it's been designed is that they then have flipped the image mirrored upside down and turned it and inverted the colors. So it's a white truck with black, except it's a skull. When you invert the image, the truck is the exact shape of a skull. And I thought it was very clever, very eye-catching. And yes, so Alice Isn't Dead. I'm not sure if you guys will like this podcast. I, having pressed on with it, am enjoying it. It is not a podcast that I go, this is a must listen for everybody, but I am enjoying it very much. So, and I'm still listening. I think there's 3 seasons. Yep.
I will say I have listened to it before because it is quite old.
Yes.
And from Night Vale, which were like the big
super players.
When they were the big players. This cover art is great.
The
way that they're, it's almost an exact inversion, but like only the truck has tires.
Yeah.
And so you get the truck and then the road and then the sunset behind. It is great. The one thing I don't like is the font.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
It's fine.
And to be honest with you, I did try and look for another show that wasn't as big as this one to try and go, let's put a smaller one up. But so far, I've not found any cover art I actually enjoy as this, because it's aesthetically pleasing and clever. And those two things make me happy.
Look, I thought about putting this one up, but I was like,
and then I did it. So you can all the way over there.
That's the thing. Like, I think this is a great movie poster.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So again, I think that's the context in which I would have it on my wall. Yeah. Nick.
So my recommendation is called The Masked Man Show. It's a show from The Ringer, which I haven't recommended for a while, deliberately so, because their podcasts have kind of fallen off a cliff pretty hard. But this show is literally about wrestling, so enjoy. But the...
How dare you? I'm surprised it took this long. Someone to bring a wrestling show, because I don't know why, but professional, in inverted commas, wrestling is one of my biggest anger triggers in the world.
Excellent. All right. Well, I'm
there's quite a few people who love wrestling who do podcasts to podcasts.
That's
and
right. There sure are, and I hate every single one of them.
Okay, he doesn't hate everybody. If you would like to sponsor our podcast and you are involved with wrestling, ignore what he has to say.
Hate them. He doesn't speak for us.
I don't get it either.
People love it so much.
Do you know what? I appreciate that. Actually, no, I'll get cancelled if I say that. I was going to say I appreciate the theatrics of it, but it's real. It's so real. It's not fake at all.
Anyway, look.
They are consummate performers.
They are very good performers.
Yeah.
That's what I will say.
Yeah, performance is, I think, the...
Yes. I hope that's the correct, strong term.
Yeah. I was going to get wrestled somewhere. Anyway.
So I don't think anyone's going to cancel you for saying professional wrestling is fake, because I've said it a lot of times and I'm not cancelled yet.
Yeah, you've got plenty of time.
Bring it on Twitter.
Today is the day.
Bring it on Twitter. Look, my barometer for a good podcast art, right, is literally, would I frame it, put on a wall? Yeah. And this one, I full disclosure, I haven't listened to the show for a long time because I was just like, I'm over most of Ringer's shit. But I always kept coming back to, like, it stayed in my feed because it looked good, like, on my app. Like, I don't know, it's really weird. So how I would describe it is basically it's a wrestling mask, and the actual text of the show, of the title of the show, is kind of forms a pattern of the actual mask itself.
I ask you, is it a wrestling mask or is it a luchador mask?
I'm pretty
and
sure
are they different things?
I'm pretty sure it's just considered like a wrestling mask.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Because I don't think I've ever seen anyone other than a luchador wearing one.
Yeah, right? I think I'm fairly sure it's more widely used there, in Mexican wrestling, than it is in like wrestling, I guess, like in Australia and the US and all that sort of stuff. Because again, that's pretty much only where I've seen it as well.
Yeah.
Not that I've been actively trying to look at that.
Honestly, but like, this cover art brings up like old school Batman vibes.
Yeah, a little bit, right?
Just like kind of pop art.
Yeah. And there's like a really strong like 3-color palette that's kind of there, which is like, anyway, so it's really, really strong. It's probably the best podcast art The Ring has done. And I literally have kept it on my feed after stopping listening to it just because it looks good.
Yeah.
Like, just if anyone's scrolling through my feed, they're what's that?
Wow.
Oh, wrestling.
Oh, hey.
But yeah, it's called The Masked Man Show.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice.
I look forward to listening to it.
Yeah, I am also listening.
Okay, so those are our recommendations for this week. Our picks for the best cover art. I call it cover art, I guess podcast art. But now let's go back.
I still think that, like, I want to mention, and we've reviewed this one before, but Criminalia is still in my feed.
Oh.
And I bloody love looking at it, which is just that beautifully well-dressed skeleton lady with the fancy hat.
I mean, Moonshot, I mentioned it when we went through Moonshot. Like,
Winds
I love
of Change,
that.
Yeah. So good. So
I mean,
good.
And that's the thing. I think podcast cover art is an underrated part of a podcast.
It's so important for me, right? Like, we've reviewed podcasts before that have had shitty cover art but have been amazing, and there is no way that if someone hadn't suggested to me that I listen to it that I would have picked it on my own.
Absolutely.
You know? So it's really important to get right. Yeah. I'm also really tired of looking at podcast cover art that just has the two hosts on it smiling. Like, I care not for you.
The rise of influencer podcasts.
You tell me nothing about your podcast. I'm not into it.
Yeah. Let's go back to the podcast we recommended last week.
To a simpler time.
A simpler time. Before I had to listen to a wrestling podcast.
Before I was feeling just happy to be alive here.
I think I want to talk about Liz's recommendation.
I don't even remember what I recommended.
You recommended The Villain Was Right.
Oh, that's right. Oh, it's been so long. I had the massivest project on at work for the last 2 or 3 weeks and my head has just exploded. Okay, so I did a podcast called The Villain Was Right, where basically the hosts, whose names I've forgotten because I didn't prepare, because I'm sorry and I love this podcast, so I apologize to them up the top, where they chat about basically
Craig Faye and Rebecca Reeds.
Craig and Rebecca. You are amazing and hilarious. And they talk about the villain of a movie and argue on its behalf as to why the villain in any particular case is correct. I recommended to the boys specifically, I don't know if you listened to them or not, but I enjoyed the Father of the Bride episode where the wedding was the villain. And WandaVision, which the villain, I mean, just watch it, like, whatever. Anyway.
Just watch WandaVision and stop hassling us about spoilers.
Yeah, exactly. Lads, what did we think of this podcast?
First things first, cover art, really, really strong.
Yeah.
Like, again, I looked and I was like, shit, really strong typeface. Colors are like, it's really good. Look, this is a really good show. I think it is very much dependent on Craig and Rebecca's rapport, and it's really, 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 really strong. Sometimes I thought it was a little bit much, but when they really rein it back in and kind of keep things in line with the actual intent of the show, it's really good. Like, the WandaVision episode.
Yeah, I find her sense of humor so similar to mine. So if you tell me you think she's not funny, I'm going to cry.
No. I think Rebecca's great. I think both of
them
are really
great,
good.
But
Look, I think for me, it's the banter really works. It's not particularly groundbreaking, but at the end of the day, I did really enjoy the angle that they were attacking these things at, especially with WandaVision as well, because I'd just come off rewatching it and I was like, yep, this is what it's really interesting, because it makes you want to go back and rewatch it in that frame,
absolutely.
With how they've framed it as well. And honestly, I think one of the other ones that I wanted to rewatch was, I think they released one like 2 weeks ago for Space Jam, so I want to listen to that and go back with the new frame of mind of what the villain of Space Jam may be.
Yeah.
But this is honestly, very, very simple show. And I think that works in its favor really, really well, because it doesn't do anything that like blows my mind, but it's just really good.
Yeah, and this is the thing that I found with it, is that I popped it on my list and I thought, yeah, I'll listen to it once, you know, every now and then. And I keep finding myself going back to it where I need a pick-me-up.
Yeah.
Like, just something to listen to that I don't have to pay a lot of attention to, but I know will interest me.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the fact that Craig and Rebecca are, their rapport is so strong.
I forgot your names off the top.
It really does. I looked it up so I could make sorry.
Thanks. So you could
smart.
Show me up. That's
yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
cool. I'm okay with it.
But their relationship is really the heart of the show. And if it doesn't work or it's a bit awkward, then I think it falls flat. But it's really, really strong.
Cool.
I enjoyed it. I think it's a really great premise. The rapport is what sells it. If you tap into either of their senses of humor, this could be something that you could just pop on and listen to. I listened to Lilo and Stitch. Great. Lots of great points.
I've actually never watched that movie.
You should. It is one of Disney's best.
I feel like you're lying.
No, I am absolutely not. I'm totally sincere. Some of the best portrayal of people of color ever in animation, the end. None of them get turned into animals. So there's that. and also I listened to WandaVision, of course, and I listened to, let me just find it. What? Inception, of course. And Dr. Horrible Sing-Along Blog.
Well, what was the villain in Inception?
Who were they arguing for?
On the long flight home after his father's death, Robert Fisher plans to spend time grieving and meditating. So the guy whose head they're going into. Yeah.
Right.
And you don't really learn much about his motivations as they discuss in the thing.
Fair.
My one criticism is it does go a bit long.
Yeah.
A little bit long. And I think while their format of two people works really well and they have good rapport, I think the addition of a third person would, in that sort of relationship, give two of them time to riff and the third person to kind of get back into
and bring them back on track.
Yeah, and bring things up so they kind of go off in tangents a little bit. But that's the thing, like this is a fun podcast with funny people doing it. The riffing is the fun part.
I think I like the episodes where it's more difficult to tell who the villain is because they need to pick somebody and argue on their behalf.
Yeah. Again, like I look forward to listening to Father of the Bride where the wedding is the villain.
That was honestly, it tickled my fancy, that one. I can't use any other words to describe it.
I also like I don't care about spoiling Now You See Me. Now You See Me, the villain in that technically gets switched at the end and they seem to be arguing for the one that gets switched to not be a villain at the end. I'm like, okay, like that's...
I don't remember the plot of that movie.
No one does. It's not important.
I watched
me.
The second one recently and went...
The second one is fucking horrible.
I enjoy watching magic, but this ain't it.
So great podcast. I think it goes on a bit long. I think they could get it down even by like 10, 15 minutes an episode.
Yeah.
And it would make it more bingeable.
Yeah.
Rather than now where it is, it's fun to listen to.
Yeah. Yay.
Yeah. Let's talk about Nick's podcast.
My recommendation last week was Day X, a podcast that talks about the rise of right-wing terrorism in Germany from the New York Times. So what did you think?
Look, this is it's a New York Times. It's a good podcast.
You know that it's going to be produced well. And
they've got it there.
They introduce it really nicely. Like right up the top, little bit of soundscaping, introduce you to the central mystery. And I'm actually interested. Like if they had have just gone straight into the topic, I would have been like, I don't give a shit. But because of the way that they introduced the storyline of the why is there a gun here and what did it all mean? And they do a really nice job of breadcrumbing you into continuing along that trail. It's good. Mm. Yeah.
I don't really have much more to say.
Yeah.
It is compelling. It's not very angry making. I didn't find it
which is a plus for me.
Anger.
Yeah, that
me.
Big win. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Great.
It is interesting and I guess not angry making, but it is concerning, but they don't approach it in a very intense way.
It's not alarmist.
I was going to say it doesn't feel like it's trying to incite.
And I also like the fact that they actually do still include the interviews even though they're not in English and overlay it with what the person is saying rather than just explaining it all to you. It adds a nice little three-dimensional, but you know what? It adds an extra dimension to someone just talking about it.
You get to hear their tone.
Yes, which is everything.
So I don't have a lot to say. I recommend it if you're interested in the subject matter.
If you could be interested, you'll know in the first 10 minutes if you want to keep listening because they tell you very clearly what the premise is and if that's something that interests you, then listen.
Yeah, I think it's one of the more impressive scene setters in a podcast.
Yeah, it would just got straight into it in a really effective way.
Mm. Yeah. Good.
Nice. Yep,
that's
sweet.
Day X. And then my recommendation last week was The Poison Room, which was a discussion about dangerous texts. So books that have been banned, books that kind of cover controversial topics. What did you think?
Zane.
Yes?
No.
Why?
No. Because my poor brain was broken at work last week. It was so broken. And then I had to listen to one person talking at me about stuff that should be interesting, but it wasn't.
But it's a dry history podcast.
It is Zane Dry. This podcast.
This podcast is Zane Dry. Dry.
Look, you know what? Like, dry, I listened to the episode I listened to, the topic was amazing. And yet, and yet.
Which one was it? Which one was it?
The one about the papers the that shark the shark papers? Swallowed. Yes. That was amazing. And yet, I will happily retell you everything that happened in that episode in a manner that is 20 times more engaging than this. Like, I don't know how you managed to make that topic that basically these people on a boat found this shark, and inside this shark are papers that actually had something to do with something that ship was like, it was the chances of it happening are minuscule, and yet, my God, was this woman like, I remember
another podcast I brought about witchcraft.
Yeah,
that you had a very similar reaction.
Look, I love that she's doing her thing. I don't want to sit here and be like, this is bullshit, because if you actually enjoy having information mainlined into your veins, it's fine, please. Right?
I do like that.
And look, a lot of people do, and I don't like sitting here going, this is a terrible podcast. This is not a Liz podcast. This is a Zane podcast, and then he will tell me the interesting stories in a different manner. Like, if she, I don't know, she needs to be something else, whether that be extra soundscaping or whether that be.
The production could definitely be upped. Just, like, this is baseline podcast. This is a person with information. Yeah.
But I don't even, I feel like an asshole, right? Because it is quite clear that this person has done a lot of research.
Yeah.
But there are podcasts that we've listened to before where people have done a lot of research and you can hear the passion coming across in their voice. And I didn't feel that.
I don't think that makes you an asshole. I think all it does.
I don't want to shit on someone. Like, it's obviously this is a labor of love. If you go to that amount of research,
don't worry. I'm here to say this is a podcast for me and people like me.
Yeah,
but I will freely admit that a podcast is more than the information that it conveys. Yeah. It is a media that you have to communicate. And
it's
this-
been a long time since I've said just no, and this is just a no for me,
Nick. Bear in mind that you've just recommended a wrestling podcast.
You know what? I'm going to...
I love this podcast.
So the Poison Room is, look, I put in my notes, Zane, I really tried. I literally just put, Zane, I really, really tried. So, okay, I listened to the Shark Papers, which, again, incredible...
Fascinating story. Really, how did really you make that fascinating. Not exciting?
And I fell asleep on the couch twice listening to it.
Had you just gone for like a 20-kilometer run or something?
I didn't, not this time. And then I was like, okay, I need to commit. So I listened to Appleton's Cyclopedia of American Biography. And I was like, already, there are like two words in there that are huge. So I got 22 minutes in and I fell asleep again. And, like, I feel like an asshole.
Don't you? Like, because, I never want to trash. Like, it's not- Bill Gates and Rashida Jones, happy to trash because they got money.
Look, this is such a Zane Dry podcast. It really isn't my thing, but I want
to. We need to have like a brand of alcohol just called Zane Dry. Zane and Dry, it's like practically makes you suck your lips into yourself when it's that dry.
It just gives you cotton mouth.
It just gives you, you just drink it and all of a sudden you haven't drunk anything in 3 days.
The thing is, it's like this isn't necessarily, and I think Liz, I'm probably just reiterating what you're saying, but this isn't a bad show.
No.
Right? There is nothing inherently bad about what I'm
listening to. No, and the topics are interesting.
Because I really do like the premise of like banned literature.
Yeah.
Well, to a point, you know, I'm not that smart, but you know, literature and all that sort of stuff. It really, like, there is a, like, people, it's people's wheelhouse. It's like, it's yours and someone else's, I'm sure.
I'm sure I'm not the only person by yourself. In the world.
But, like, this was tough. This was really tough to listen to. And I think also the fact that it was presented so straightforward. And I'm like, entertain me a bit, please, because I fell asleep three times.
You want to be told a story.
This is the difference, though. There are lots of people who are like Zane who just want the information. They don't need all the bells
sometimes
and whistles and the
textbook.
Producing and the everything like that. And this is basically someone reading a textbook. Yeah. And then occasionally she would have, excuse me, little asides where she'd be like, and this is really interesting. And I'm like, I can't tell. Do you think this is interesting?
Yeah. There were a couple of things where I think
I
she
actually
tried
quite like
to,
the tone of her voice, but I just didn't get any excitement
the mannerisms,
from it.
Yeah.
For me, there were a couple of moments where I think she did try to impart a bit of personality into these things,
scripted,
but it was
personality.
It was. It was very much reading, and then it's like insert joke or insert like thing here, and then move on. And I was kind of like, oh, you're trying, and I appreciate
it. I love what she's doing. I just think she needs a little bit of coaching on voice modulation.
Look, I am actually relieved. It has been a while since I've brought a podcast where you're just like, how?
What the fuck, Zane?
No. So I'm happy that I still have
it. I just wrote no. That's all it says in my notes.
So you'll be happy, Liz, that I have got a couple podcasts on my list that are just for you.
Oh, thanks.
Coming up in the next
Do you know
few
what?
Weeks.
Like, I do quite enjoy not wailing on a podcast, but like I like bringing the drama. Sometimes I do have my bitch pants on, and I just can't find anything to like about a podcast. But I do still try and find the nice about it. But this week I was broken last week, and this broke me further.
Okay, I apologize, but if you are a listener and you have appreciated the Zane Dry podcasts that have been recommended in the past, this is another one of them. So have some fun with it.
Yeah, lots of knowledge, lots of interesting stories that you can just mainline into your brain to tell at trivia nights.
Yeah. If you want to hear about your podcast on this...
If your podcast is Zane Dry.
If your podcast is Zane Dry, go to thatsnotcanon.com/castology, fill out the form and submit it, and we will listen to it, and we may even talk about it on the show. Other than that, you can find us on social media, which is Castology on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And then give us a rating and a review. Everyone, give us some 5 stars. Just do that.
Hell yeah.
Please
do that.
I mean, if you like us, that is. If you don't like us, don't rate or review us and stop listening.
I mean, even if you don't like us, give us a 5 star.
Give us 5 stars and tell us.
And then you never have to listen to us again.
Exactly. We'll love you for it, though. Yeah, thank you. We'll send out good vibes into the universe on your behalf.
And I've been Zane C. Weber, here with
Nick Blicker
and
Liz Best.
Keep listening to podcasts, everyone.
Hello, friends. My name is Patrick Little, host of A Little History Podcast. If you like to learn about history, a little differently, then A Little History Podcast has you sorted. Join me for Season 1, titled A Mythology Apology, as we discuss some of humankind's oldest stories. Nothing is off limits as we tackle some of the well-known and not so well-known stories from various mythologies and folklore from around the world. We've got a house on chicken legs, a bloke with 100 eyes, a talking frog, plenty of shit kings, and gods and goddesses doing what gods and goddesses do. All this and more is waiting for you just a click away. Sometimes I'll have a guest coming in cold, and sometimes it's just you and me. So drink 'em if you got 'em, and join us for a bit of shit talking and a lot of fun. My name is Patrick Little, and this is A Little History Podcast. It's our history, but like you've never heard it before. And also keep a lookout for Season 2 coming later in 2021.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.